parent-athlete teamwork and the role of a student-athlete in recruiting. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 7. Hi, I'm John Fugler. So good to be with you for another episode here as we dig into something that we tackled in part 1 about a month ago, and then we're into this in part 2. Between then and now, I've been out of the country, been to Australia, and I got to admit, I just do not understand cricket. And I had the opportunity to watch a cricket match while I was in Australia. So if you can give me a hint on what this game is all about, I'd sure appreciate it. They say it's like baseball. I guess so, but everybody's wearing a mask. The pitcher and, well, no, the pitcher wasn't, I don't think. The hitter was, of course, the catcher was. And all there were two bases and a flat stick that they were hitting with. I watched it for a while. And I just couldn't get it. So if you understand cricket, let me know. Maybe somebody from Australia is listening right now and you could pass that along to me. I'd sure appreciate it. But it was interesting. And you know, something different about it too, there is no good seat. They play on this huge field, and the playing field where they actually, everything takes place is in the center of the field. So it doesn't matter if you're in the stands, which you would think those are like box seats. My seat, which was standing behind the outfield fence, was just as good as theirs. So cricket, help me out with this, okay? But it was a good time. It was summer in Australia, and they actually call it summer in February. So everything was different. Kids were in school. I was on a college campus there, University of Melbourne. That's where I saw my cricket match. And yet it was warm. And being from Colorado, had just left a snowstorm, and going to Australia, 80s, 90, over 90 degrees at some points. It was just kind of plays with your mind like that. Very interesting. Well, I'm sure you didn't tune in to listen to my comments about cricket, but today we're going to tackle something that's really been on my mind for a while. And this whole idea of parent and student-athlete teamwork. Last episode, we talked about the role of the parent. In fact, my wife, Noonie, was with me. I interviewed her recollections of what we went through with our twin sons, and her perspective as a mom, and I thought that was so unique. Go back and listen to the previous episode, because she had a lot of good things to say, and in fact, the things she had to say were better than the things I had to say. So we're going to dig into what it takes on the athlete side. What are the responsibilities of the athlete in this whole recruiting thing, the whole recruiting process? But before we even get there, I just want you to know why I am here with Recruit Me, and started this business over a dozen years ago. And my goal is to help parents and student athletes take control of the recruiting process and land an athletic scholarship. Take control of the recruiting process. And it might feel like it's out of control for you right now. I believe that the things that you'll hear in this podcast, you can go to my blog, recruitme.com/blog. I post every week some things in there that you'll find helpful. So you can take control of the recruiting process and leading parents of student athletes through a step-by-step process. It doesn't have to be scattered. You may feel that way right now, but there's a logical step-by-step process with this. And so my desire, and I've been doing it for over a dozen years with families, is to help you take control of the recruiting process. And one of those ways is take advantage of the resources that are here on the website, the blog each week, good content there. We also have the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast that you're listening to right now. I send emails out with scholarship tips, recruiting tips. And then, of course, there's the Recruit Me system, your premium membership, and many families going through that and taking hold of all the materials and the whole step-by-step system. And some also graduating to Athletic Scholarship University. So check that out, athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. I want to help you take control of the recruiting process. And one of the ways I do that is by answering your questions, and I welcome questions. I am accessible, okay? I'm just a guy, ordinary guy, who went through the process and successfully with our twin sons and became an expert at this. But I'd like you to approach me with your questions, any questions you have about recruiting. John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com. There's a link in the show notes to my email address. You can just shoot me an email. I've been answering them on the blog. I'm going to answer questions, and I have on these podcast episodes, like this one. This came from a dad. He said, "My daughter and I would like to attend local D2 tournament games in our area. I know we can't approach the D2 coaches, so how do we make contact with them? Send an email stating her interest in the school and that she'll be in attendance watching the game. Will my daughter be allowed to hand a coach her player profile while at the game?" And he says, "Your thoughts would be appreciated. Thank you." That's a great question. And I cherry-picked that one because you may be wondering the same thing. As we have a relationship with coaches, as we put our son or daughter out there, what can we do? What are the rules? What are the rules? Well, the good news is the rules really, the pressure of the rules fall on the coaches. You have total freedom as a parent and as a student athlete. So this dad didn't think you could approach the coaches, that you couldn't hand them her player profile, but you can. You can approach a coach anytime. You can call a coach. You can drop in. You can, at a game, go ahead and come up to the coach. That is allowed. And you can hand the coach your information. The coach cannot engage with you and begin recruiting you as a student athlete because there are rules on how they can do that. But you can go and approach a coach and get as much information as you want and let the coach know that you're interested in the school. So take the initiative. If there's a rule problem, the coach knows the rules, and they'll let you know when you have to back off and when they can't talk to you any further. But you can visit schools, you can go to games, matches, meets, and you can approach the coaches. And I encourage you to do that because you'll stand out. So hopefully, this family, you will hand your resume to the coaches there at the tournament. If you have a question, go ahead and ask me, John, at recruitme.com, J-O-N at recruit-me.com. We'll love to answer them here in the blog and also to you personally. So let's get into it. Parent-athlete teamwork, and what is the role of the athlete? I got on you last time, parents, and let you know what your role was because your student athlete has a lot to do and has a lot on his or her plate. So let's talk about that. Student athlete, I hope there are some listening right now. Parents, if your kid isn't listening, then write things down and share it with them or have them listen to this podcast. It's available on iTunes. Just tell them to go to iTunes and search for Athletic Scholarship Podcast, for the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast. But they got to hear this, and maybe they're not listening to you, or maybe it's just not clear what the roles are, what the parameters are for you as a student athlete, your student athlete, and parents, what your roles are. And you should know from the last episode. But if you're a student athlete, I want to narrow this down to four things within your realm of responsibility. So, and I think these are really in order of importance, in order of priority. So the first one is your academics. You are a student athlete, and I can't tell you how important this is. You can virtually eliminate yourself, and you will eliminate yourself from a scholarship opportunity, even an opportunity to compete at certain programs, because you're getting into grade trouble, that your grade point average just doesn't meet the standards for that institution. However, on the other side, you can lift yourself above other prospects by excelling in academics. So do the best job you can. That's all anyone can ask. You may not be an A student. Well, be the best B student that you can, or C plus student. You just do your best and then look and see where your academic grades and GPA and SAT scores, where they fall in, and you'll know which schools will be good matches for that depending on what their requirements are. So if you are a comparable athlete talent-wise with another athlete, same, say, position that you're competing for, and a coach has this scholarship, he is going to be looking at your athletic ability, of course, but the second thing is your academics. So the athlete with the higher grade, the higher GPA and SAT score is likely to get in. Now, academics isn't the only thing, because they're looking at character, they're looking at your attitude, they're looking at the nonverbals, they're looking at a number of things, but academics is huge. So don't leave that out. Don't fall in that area. Make sure you keep it up. So that is really your number one responsibility, your academics, because when you get into college and you compete, you give your 4 years and you're done, your chances of going further in that sport are almost nil. This, for you, you're not competing to become a professional. Hey, you may get there someday, but even at that point, the long-term benefit of your time in that institution is your degree. So academics is huge when you're in high school now and then when you get into college. So I can't overemphasize that. So that's number one, your number one responsibility. Then number two, become a better athlete. Now that's pretty simple, isn't it? I remember with our twin sons, they were pitchers. We lived in a very small town, which goes to show that it doesn't take a large city in a large school to get a scholarship. You can, if you're from a small town, small school, you can still get a scholarship. Both our kids did. But what we would do is we would drive, I think it was 5 hours down and 5 hours back on one day in the weekend. We'd go down south and we would spend time to get an hour with a prominent pitching coach. This coach turned our kids around on the mound. We did that because we wanted them to get better. They wanted to get better. They really loved it. That's some of the best memories they have of competing, to get a chance to be with this prominent coach and learn what they could. So that was a cool experience. They, younger ages too, they ran into a hitting coach. So they had a coach that helped them, gave them hitting lessons. That went on for maybe a year or so, or 2 years. So they were able to go and make that investment. We did, as a family, made that investment for our athletes to become better. And I would encourage you as a student athlete to become better. If your parents are going to put out the money for you to make trips, to go to camps, to have coaches that will go one-on-one with you, or group coaching for you to take lessons, all these things to get you to the next level, to become a better athlete, you got to put out. They're going to put out the money. You put out the effort. You become a better athlete. Because there's another athlete who is going to compete for your spot on these institutions that you're trying to get into and trying to get a scholarship with. There's another athlete who is putting in the time, who is becoming a better athlete. So make yourself more desirable. You can always become better at something. You don't have to even spend money, but maybe your coach, your high school coach, will spend time with you to become better. Maybe you know somebody else who could mentor you in a certain skill that you need as an athlete. Look for that person. Spend time with that person. I know that if a student athlete came to me and asked for help and said, I'm really interested in such and such to improve, I would welcome that. I would welcome that. And so will others. So the door is wide open for you to become a better athlete. Other resources you can take advantage of, books, videos, go online. You can learn a ton of stuff online about your sport and how to become better. You can have video shot of yourself and have other coaches analyze it. All these things that you can do to become a better athlete. So that's two out of the four things that you need to do in your role as a student athlete in this parent-athlete teamwork. By the way, I've blogged on this before. I've sent out emails on this. I've spoken on this. And this material is in detail inside Athletic Scholarship University. It's in the textbook that I have there. Also, it's available in the manual, which is part of the Athletic Scholarship System, RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System, and you just go to the premium memberships to find that. That's recruitme.com/system. So that's, I go into detail, more detail about this because it's so important. That's part of what our members pay for. I'm not trying to sell. I'm just letting you know where those resources are if you want to dig further. But there's plenty of stuff on the podcasts and the blogs, in the parents guide that you might have that I put out that's absolutely free, and why don't you take advantage of that? So the third thing that you need to do as the student athlete is you need to communicate with coaches. You need to communicate with the college coaches. Be sure to write the letters and write the emails. Return calls that may come into you from coaches. Provide coaches with updates after every season. Respond to every inquiry. Every time a coach contacts you, respond back to them. I know this is a lot of work, and this is where the parent comes in too, because as a parent, you need to lead the charge in this. Your student athlete is busy, as we said in the last episode, but you can help lead the charge. But student athlete, you're the one that needs to communicate with the coaches. They want to hear from you. They don't want to hear that your mom or dad wants you to go to such and such school. They want to hear that you want to go there, that the interest really is genuine. And in order to communicate that, simply just keep up with this communication. Because if you stop communicating with coaches, they're going to assume that you're no longer interested and you'll drop off the map. You'll drop off their radar. You want to keep your options open. You want to cast your net wide and keep a lot of options open until it gets closer to decision time. You may have a certain program that you're set and school that you want to go to, and that may not materialize. So if you don't keep your options open, you won't have any options. It's not an all or nothing thing that you want here. Wouldn't it be great when you're done with this, when it comes to making that school choice, you get three or four offers and you get to choose which of these programs that you want to compete in, which school you get to go to. That's pretty cool. So third thing, communicate with coaches and keep up the communications. Well, in the background, you may hear Biscuit. Biscuit is my little dog. She hears me talking here, and she says, I want to be on the podcast. So she's scratching away back there, and she's kind of making a nuisance of herself. She's crawling around on my lap a little bit. She's trying to jump up, that kind of thing. I think she's just a heckler, and I'm going to just keep focused here. I'm not going to let her bother me, even if she starts barking. I may have to post a picture of her on the website. Here's the fourth thing, fourth and final thing that you can do as a student athlete is ask a parent or an adult mentor to help you go through this process. You may be in a situation right now where you're alone. You don't really have somebody working with you. Your parents are not helping. They may not understand this. It's not on their radar. You're really going at this yourself, and it's too bad, but it doesn't have to be that way. There is somebody in your sphere who would be able to come alongside and mentor you and lead you through this process. It may be your high school coach. It may be your guidance counselor. Maybe the athletic director will take you under his or her wing. It may be another parent who is into this and is helping one of your friends get a scholarship and get recruited. So you don't want to go through this alone, and that's why I call it parent-athlete teamwork. But if you're an athlete who is going through this alone, then seek out another parent or an adult mentor to help you go through this process. Now, the ideal thing would be to sit down with one or both of your parents and just lay it on the line as to what you're really wanting to go after, that you want to get a scholarship, but you can't do it alone. There's just too much. And that you're listening to a podcast, which is helping you go through the right steps. You're reading the blog. You've found a parent's guide to athletic scholarships, and just send them to the RecruitMe website and get them immersed in this. And I guarantee you that they will see that they can save money on your college education, or maybe they thought they couldn't afford to send you to college at all, but here is an opportunity for them to do that. So bring them along. You may have to take the initiative. So those are the four things that you need to do as a student athlete. Of course, the first one is your academics. You need to become a better student, the best student you can. Second thing, become a better athlete. Third, communicate with coaches. And fourth, ask a parent or an adult mentor to help you go through the process. We all have responsibilities. Parents, I went through yours last time. I encourage you, if you didn't hear that episode, to go back and listen to it, because we went into detail, my wife and I, as to what you can do as a parent or as parents. And student athlete, go after it. Really lay a strong foundation. I'll be talking about some critical things in the future here in episodes coming up. Something that I realize that I have not addressed enough, but is so much at the core, so much at the foundation of success in this athletic scholarship hunt, that I need to spell it out clearly. And I will probably do that in the next episode. I also have some other guests lined up. I'll be speaking to more college coaches, and I've got someone scheduled to be able to speak with us. He's a college planner. So we can kind of take that circle around your sport and your athletic competition and widen that circle and talk about more than just athletic scholarships, but what other opportunities and what other resources are available for your family in this whole college journey. So we'll talk with somebody who's experienced in working with families as a college planner. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much. Make sure you go ahead and post a review on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes so when the next episode comes out, you've got it. And share this episode with a friend. Share it with another family that could benefit from what we're talking about here. And I look forward to helping you further. Remember, you can go to recruitme.com. Ask me a question if you need that, and I'll respond to it here on the podcast and also in the blog. And we'll talk to you next time.